You're listening to Arena. This Friday, April the 2nd, is Good Friday, one of the holiest days for Christians around the world. And to mark the day, Drogheda Classical Music will be presenting a performance of Joseph Haydn's string quartet, Opus 51, Seven Last Words, accompanied by text by Pulitzer Prize-winning Canadian poet Mark Strand. The music for the event will be performed by the Contempo Quartet and the poetry by one of Ireland's leading young actors, Aveen McCann. A Best Actress Award winner in the Irish Times Irish Theatre Awards last year, and Aveen McCann joins me on the line now to tell me more about this unique event. First of all, Aveen, Haydn's quartet, Opus 51, is entitled Seventh Last Words. Can you explain the meaning and the significance of the title?
Well, Haydn was commissioned to write this in 1786, so it's a long time ago. But basically, the seven last words refer to the expressions attributed to Jesus during his crucifixion, you could say. That sounds very wordy, but essentially it's not the last seven words per se, but more the seven short phrases from the Latin Bible. And if you want to go further, it's sort of worked conceptually and rhythmically into the music, the texture of the music.
Right.
Yeah.
And then yes, because I was going through the various words that Jesus said on the cross, and I was counting which are the last seven.
But now I
understand. So they're kind of seven groups of phrases that he said on the cross.
Yeah, to my knowledge, I wouldn't be super religious myself. My father's probably listening and just frowning at the radio. But basically, the poem that I recited for this performance is written by Mark Strand. Mm-hmm. And it's seven verses essentially woven throughout the music. And it's about the seven last, I guess, sentences, words that have been professed to be said by Christ himself. In this case, though, Mark Strand wrote a poem about, I guess, a more human, in my opinion, human, modern take on the experience and the feelings of being Christ and what it means to be human and what it means to be maybe slightly more than human. And it's a very visceral piece of writing. It's very beautiful and very moving, I would say. I was reading through it earlier trying to find some of my favourite parts, and it's really difficult because genuinely it is one of the most beautiful pieces of text I've had the honour of reading.
Yes, because in the first stanza he talks about forgive them for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
And he was more or less saying that he's bringing us all, contemporary people and all, into those words.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some beautiful words throughout the whole piece, and like one of the particular sentences that jumps out at me, or one of the phrases, is Mark Strand writes, something else happened, something unusual, like a purpose revealed, a secret exchanged, a truth to which they, the mother and son, would be bound, but what it was, no one would know. So it's such a, you know, when you hear those words, you think, wow, that is quite beautiful, quite powerful, because, you know, at the end of the day, Jesus Christ and his mother saw each other in his final time on earth. And it is very human and very personal. And I love that it's almost like we're respecting their privacy. You know, a very beautiful way to look at that really difficult exchange.
Yes, because as you picked out there, stanza three is really about the Virgin Mary and John.
Yeah.
And then the previous stanza seems to be about the good thief, because there's the line, I promise you, you shall be with me in paradise.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, you know what, you could be here all day. We're not allowed to read too much of it. I wouldn't think it would take away from the actual performance on Friday. But
sure, of course.
There's another, if you don't mind, there's another one I really love.
Yes, of course.
It's in the seventh stanza, and it says, and beyond, as always, the sea of endless transparence, of utmost calm, a place of constant beginning that has within it what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no hand has touched, what has not arisen in the human heart. So for me, as I would I feel I would describe myself as a spiritual person or somebody that is curious about what's beyond. And it's sort of it struck me as a beautiful idea of the unknown, you know, like we're all faced with that. If you're religious or not, everyone wonders, even those with faith. And it is a very beautiful human experience. And he manages to weave that into a very, what would ultimately be very, what's the word I'm looking for? I think people can be quite afraid of religious text, and this feels a little more accessible for everyone, if you know what I mean, like that sort of human experience.
So as we said, Mark Strand wrote this poem in response to Haydn, and Haydn wrote his piece, which is at the quartet, Opus 51, Seven Last Words. And they are musical meditations on Christ's last words on the cross. According to the programme, they are seven short phrases from the Latin Bible work conceptually and musically into the texture of Haydn's exquisite music. So let's have a listen to an extract. That's Haydn's quartet, Opus 51, Seven Last Words, which is the musical accompaniment. And Aoife McCann, the actress, is going to be reading the poem Seven Last Words, written by the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Mark Strand. Aoife, could you describe how it's going to go? Obviously, the music is separate to your performance, is that right?
Yeah, now we have recorded it, but it's being released at 3 p.m. on Friday. So, you know, as intended, it will be, it's filmed in St. Peter's Church of Ireland in Drogheda, beautiful church. And so the team behind it making the actual actual short film, let's say the program itself are really talented. And then you have those musicians, which are incredible. I got to see them perform it in the church, and I was very, very privileged to be in a place with live music. It was very moving and very exciting at the same time. I felt very lucky. And that will all be, you know, you'll see the poem, and then there'll be some music, the poem, and it will be starting at 3 p.m. on Friday. Basically, you can buy tickets through the Drogheda Arts Centre website if you're interested in joining us, and hopefully you'll get a really wonderful sense of what it felt like to be there, actually. I hope.
Great. I'm sure we will. And I'll give those details at the end of the programme. You yourself are an award-winning actress, Aoife. How has the lockdown been going? Have you been able to do any work?
I've been lucky in lots of ways. I do quite a lot of voiceover, which is helpful, as you'd imagine, for the old bills. Mm-hmm. But so big shout out to my voice agent, VoiceBank. They'll love that. But I actually... I've also been able to film some bits and pieces, something for BBC before Christmas, and something coming up for ITV. And I've also been just working on my own work. Every actor says that. They always say they're writing something, but I am genuinely writing something.
And did that take you a while to be able to get down to writing yourself? Because a lot of people found it very difficult during lockdown.
Yeah.
Suddenly you have the time, but unfortunately there's a pandemic outside the door.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I this idea occurred to myself and my co-writer, Karis Halsall, just in January, before we knew this would ever happen. And then it happened. And then it was very strange. I actually won the award in lockdown, the first, I think, couple of weeks of lockdown. So it was the strangest feeling to not be in the National Concert Hall. But I was very, very fortunate to be with my loved ones, my family, and we had great crack celebrating. But then it was sort of the abyss again. You know, you go, what am I doing? And I feel like because there was a couple of deadlines to meet in terms of performances, we wanted to get 10 minutes written in here and there. They're a bit of a godsend. It means that you have to write. So we workshopped over Zoom because Karis was stranded in London. And so there was a lot of Zooming and a lot of talking. And then we had to get down to work, and we did. So we're commissioned, a Prime Cut actually in Belfast gave us some support financially. And so have Drogheda Art Centre. And so we're able to continue writing and developing that. And my own company, Red Bear Productions, are making something with the help of the Arts Council Ireland.
And is this the show that you're hoping to do outdoors in August?
Yeah. So we'll be doing something. We keep saying, we're teasing the public by saying it's live and in person, but it will be in person. That's the bottom line. We'll definitely be having an audience, and however that takes shape. Unfortunately, I can't say much more about it because we're in the midst of trying to confirm the exact dates.
I know. Isn't everybody?
You know yourself. It's one of those things.
Everybody is dying to get back to theatre.
Yeah. So I hope we find it easy enough to sell tickets. I think we will. It's written by Owen Quinn, an incredible writer. So we have every faith that people will want to see it.
Okay, Aveen McCann, thank you so much. The Last Seven Words, a special event for this Good Friday, interspersing the music of Joseph Haydn with the writing of Canadian poet Mark Strand. The event will be streamed this Friday, Good Friday, at 3 p.m. And you can find full details on the website drogheda classicalmusic.com or drogheda.com. That's it for tonight's show. The programme was researched by Paula Shields. Cara O'Hare was on sound. Janice Furphy was the broadcast coordinator. And tonight's show was produced by Ola McGowan.